Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12, and we're thinking like a system, not just like a one-shot sound designer. That means the siren isn't some random effects layer sitting on top of the track. It becomes part of the track's language, part of the tension, part of the arrangement itself. In drum and bass, that matters a lot. The genre moves fast, the drums are dense, the bass is usually doing serious work. So if you want a siren to cut through, it needs to be simple, tuned, and intentional. It has to read instantly, even when the mix is moving at full speed. What we're aiming for here is a siren that can act like a call, a response, and a tail. One patch can do all three jobs if you arrange it smartly. You'll build a dry anchor version for clarity, a wet impact version for space and drama, and then you'll resample the best moments into audio so you can place them exactly where the tune needs energy. Let's start with the source. Create a new MIDI track and load a stock instrument like operator, wavetable, or analog. If you want a clean, stable foundation, operator is a great choice because it's simple and it responds really well to filtering and modulation. Start with a sine or triangle type sound. Keep it plain. A dub siren does not need to be complicated to be effective. Put it in mono and add a little glide or portamento, somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That little slide helps give it that smooth dub feel, like it's leaning into the note instead of just clicking on and off. Keep the playing range in the mid register, roughly C3 to C5. That gives you enough presence without crowding the sub or the bass. Now add an auto filter after the instrument. Start with a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB per octave. Set the cutoff somewhere in the middle range, maybe around 500 Hz to 2K Hz depending on how bright your sound is. Add a bit of resonance. Not too much, maybe 10 to 25%. If you need a little more attitude, add a touch of drive. This is your core siren instrument. Keep it on its own dedicated track. That way you can automate it, resample it, and shape it without messing up the rest of the session. Now let's talk about the actual musical idea. A dub siren works best when it feels like a warning signal or a signal flare. In drum and bass, that usually means short, punchy phrases rather than long melodic lines. Think in two-bar ideas. Maybe two notes answering each other. Maybe a rising peck up into the snare. Maybe a held note with a little pitch dip at the end. If the track is in F minor, for example, you might work around F, Ab, C, or Eb. If you want something darker and more anxious, try bringing in a flattened second or even a tritone movement, but use it carefully. You're not writing a big melody here. You're building tension. You want the siren to feel like it belongs in the track's ecosystem. Rhythm is huge. Place the siren so it interacts with the drum phrasing. A hit before the bar line can create anticipation. A response after the snare can feel like an answer. A short phrase that lands every 4 or 8 bars can feel much stronger than a constant loop. Try this approach. Make a simple 2-bar MIDI clip with just 2 to 4 notes. Keep the note lengths short to medium, maybe 1/8 notes up to 1/2 notes. Then vary the velocity a little so it feels alive. One hit can be slightly softer, another a little stronger. That variation helps stop it from sounding robotic. In Live 12, you can also use MIDI clip envelopes to shape expression, without rewriting the whole phrase. That's really useful. You can adjust note velocity, transpose, or device parameters inside the clip and make each pass feel slightly different. That's the kind of detail that makes the siren feel like it's performing with the track instead of just looping. Now we need movement. A dub siren has to speak. If it just holds one static tone, it loses the magic, so automate pitch and filter movement. You can do this in a few ways depending on the instrument. If you're using wavetable, you can assign an LFO to the filter or wavetable position. If you're using operator, you can automate transpose or use pitch envelope sparingly. A really effective trick is to start the note with a slight pitch rise, maybe 1 or 2 semitones, and let it settle back. Or you can do a little pitch dip at the end of a phrase. That gives the sound a vocal quality, almost like it's reacting to the drum pattern. You can also sweep the filter over 1 or 2 bars. Start a bit darker, open it up in the middle, then close it down at the end. That arc gives the phrase shape. Think of it like a sentence. The first part introduces the idea, the middle part brings the energy, and the end gives you a little punctuation mark. If the siren feels too aggressive at the front edge, soften the attack a little. Sometimes the movement should come from the automation, not from the transient. That gives you a smoother, more system-like sound. Next, let's build the dub space. This is where a lot of people go too heavy too quickly. The key is to use return tracks, rather than loading giant effects directly on the siren track. That gives you more control, and it sounds more like a real dub setup. Create one return track for echo and one for reverb. On the echo return, try a tape or repitch style if you want more character. Set the time to something musical like quarter notes, dotted eighths, or 3/16 depending on the groove. Keep the feedback controlled, maybe somewhere around 25-55%. Filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the low end. Roll off the bottom and tame the top if it gets too shiny. On the reverb return, use a medium to large size, but don't overdo the wash. You want space, not fog. A decay around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds can work well, and a small pre-delay helps keep the siren defined before the reverb blooms. Again, trim the lows and maybe soften the highs if the space feels too bright. Start by sending the siren into both returns lightly, then automate the sends. In a breakdown or build, you can push the sends up for more drama. In the drop, pull them back so the siren stays more focused and doesn't smear over the drums. That contrast is powerful. It makes the arrangement breathe. Now let's add some tone shaping. Dub systems are not sterile, so a little saturation helps a lot. Try a saturator with a gentle drive, maybe 1 to 5 dB, and use soft clip if needed. Then use EQA to clean up the source. High pass the siren somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it never competes with a kick or sub. If there's harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, make a narrow cut there. If it's too bright overall, soften the highs a little. If the siren is too wide, tighten it up. Keep the core source centered and let the delay and reverb create the width. That gives you a stronger anchor in the middle of the mix. In drum and bass, that center space is sacred. Now here's a really important move. Resample it. Don't leave the siren as a lev instrument only. Record 8 to 16 bars of the animated sound onto a new audio track by using resampling or routing the siren track into an audio track. Capture the best automation passes, then chop the audio into useful pieces. This is where the framework really becomes arrangement material. You can reverse a tail for a transition. You can cut out a single siren stab and place it before a fill. You can use an echoed burst under a drum switch up. Once it's audio, it becomes easy to place with precision. That's the difference between sound design and track language. Sound design gives you the voice. Arrangement decides what the voice says. Now let's arrange it like a real D&B tune. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar blocks. For example, in bars 1 to 8, you might have a filtered break intro, and the siren only appears once near bar 7. In bars 9 to 16, you can open it up a little more and let it answer a drum fill at bar 15. Then in the first drop, strip it back so the bass and drums own the space. Later, in a switch-up or second phrase, bring back a chop siren or a reverse tail to lift the energy again. A lot of newer producers make the mistake of using the siren too often. But in drum and bass, negative space is power. A single well-placed siren can feel huge if the listener hasn't heard it constantly. Also, make sure the siren reacts to the drums. If the snare is landing on 2 and 4, don't fight it. Use the siren just before the snare, or right after a fill, so it feels like it's locking into the groove instead of floating on top of it. If needed, use a sidechain compressor very lightly from the kick or the drum bus. You're not trying to pump the siren aggressively. You just want to preserve the punch of the drums. Even 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction can help it sit better. Here's a useful coach note. Always check the siren at low playback volume. If it still reads clearly when quiet, the phrase and automation are probably strong. If it only feels exciting when cranked up, it may be too harsh or too crowded. And keep an eye on mono compatibility too. The source should stay solid in the center. Let the returns provide the width. That keeps the sound strong on club systems and in dense mixes. If you want to go a step further, think in sections. Give the siren a different role in each part of the track. In the intro, it's a call. In the build, it becomes a reply with more brightness. In the drop, it turns into chopped hits. In the breakdown, it stretches into a tail or a wash. Same motif, different behavior. That's how you make one patch feel like a whole system. You can also layer a second, quieter siren under the first if you want more weight. Keep the second layer 6 to 12 dB lower, so it adds aggression without stealing the identity of the main sound. Or try an octave split. Lower for the first hit, higher for the response. That gives instant motion without needing more notes. Another good trick is to leave one full 8-bar section completely silent for the siren, then bring it back. The absence makes the return hit harder. In dark rollers and neuro-influence tracks, that restraint can be seriously effective. So here is the workflow to remember. Build a simple mono siren. Shape it with filter movement and a little pitch expression. Send it into echo and reverb returns. Clean it up with saturation and EQ. Resample the best phrases into audio. Arrange the results around 8 and 16 bar sections. Protect the drums and low end. And always think about what job the siren is doing in the track. That's the system mindset. You're not just adding an effect. You're designing a reusable tension engine for the arrangement. For practice, try this. Make a 2-bar siren motif. Automate the filter and send levels over 8 bars. Resample the result and place the strongest versions in the intro, before the drop, and in one switch up. Keep it simple. Keep it intentional, and make sure it still works when the sub and drums come in. If you do it right, the siren won't feel like an extra. It'll feel like it was always part of the tune, and that's the goal.